There's only one disease among America's top 10 causes of death that has no treatment and no cure. It's Alzheimer's disease. More than 5 million Americans currently suffer from it, and that number is rising. However, there is a bit of hopeful news about what you can do to lower your risk of getting Alzheimer's. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health Blog, is here to tell us more. Good to see you again, Carrie.
You too, Meghna.
Now, there have been studies, fascinating studies years ago about nuns, if I remember correctly, suggesting that education and keeping mentally active protected somewhat against Alzheimer's. So what's new this time?
That's right. Those were some very famous nuns in Minnesota. What's new is that we're moving way beyond the smart nuns. There's mounting evidence, and you can see a sort of shift in the field's consensus that these lifestyle and health factors can make a modest but real difference in our risk of Alzheimer's. It's at the point that the Alzheimer's Association ran a campaign this summer called 10 Ways to Love Your Brain, encouraging people to exercise, keep learning, quit smoking, among other things. And what's most recently grabbed my attention was a paper that's just out in a neurology journal that kind of lumped together everything that's known about all these what are called modifiable risk factors for Alzheimer's, modifiable in the sense that you can do something about them. And the study found that all these risk factors together contribute to 2/3 of Alzheimer's cases.
2/3. Mm-hmm. But okay, so that's a attention grabber here. But does it mean that you cut your risk by 2/3 if you address these modifiable factors?
No, I really wish it did. What it means is that these risk factors may play a role in 2/3 of cases. So I asked James Hendricks to lay it out. He's director of global science initiatives for the Alzheimer's Association.
If you were going to get Alzheimer's disease and you take very good care of yourself, maybe you don't get it until you're 85 or 95. But if you smoke or overweight, don't exercise, maybe you get Alzheimer's disease at 75. So that's really what this says. Is these could be contributing factors to if you get Alzheimer's disease or when you get Alzheimer's disease.
And Alzheimer's is a very complex disease. There are clearly genes involved, too. But still, 2/3, it got my attention.
Well, let's talk about what these modifiable risk factors are specifically.
All right, but you're going to hate me, okay?
That would be hard. Well, try me.
Okay, it's my usual role as the WBUR health nag. It's all the usual stuff about what's healthy. In particular, it's exercise, it's a good diet, it's not smoking, it's keeping your heart and arteries healthy, so good blood pressure, it's trying to stave off diabetes and obesity and high cholesterol, avoid head trauma, get good sleep, stay socially connected. So it's all the usual suspects.
Okay, so which one? I mean, I'll ask this even though I know that life is more complicated than this question will make it seem, but which one of these factors is the most important to focus on?
So the best data, according to James Hendricks of the Alzheimer's Association, is on exercise.
Not only have we seen it in terms of kind of prevention and improving overall cognition as we age, but we also saw data looking at people who had already had early stages of Alzheimer's disease, and it appeared to have benefit even within that population.
So that's impressive. Now, Meghna, you may well be asking at this point, we've known for years that these healthy lifestyle things can help fend off heart disease, which is the leading cause
right.
of death.
Right.
Right.
So if that's not enough, I mean, I'm thinking, okay, if heart disease is enough to get you back into the gym, this must be it.
Or maybe Alzheimer's is scarier enough than heart disease that it could actually make a difference. Here's how Hendricks of the Alzheimer's Association answers that question.
All I can say is I'm a scientist, and this is the data that we have, and we want to get that information out. Maybe this will be enough to scare people to start making those changes.
And Meghna, one really important point is that, I mean, scaring is good and all, but, you know, you would never want to blame somebody who gets Alzheimer's because you really can't know which factors are at work in any individual case.
Right. I think that's a really important point to make. And also, Carrie, I mean, it seems as if, if you do have heart disease or you do get cancer, there are treatments for those.
Right.
A variable success, but there are treatments. But for Alzheimer's, there's no treatment, not yet at least.
That's right. And I spoke with Dr. God Marshall. He's an Alzheimer's expert who's a neurologist and associate medical director of clinical trials at the Center for Alzheimer's Research and Treatment at Brigham and Women's Hospital. He says that while there are drugs in trials right now, they're all still considered experimental. And there are also studies underway to try to tease out which of these lifestyle factors make the most difference. But these are all the kinds of studies that tend to take years.
Okay, but I guess what I'm wondering now is how much can we move the needle if we do focus on these modifiable factors?
Right. So I asked Dr. Marshall what he'd say to a neighbor who says, hey, I hear that we can really make a difference on my risk for Alzheimer's disease.
The answer is yes, you can. And you do give yourself a better chance of reducing the risk of Alzheimer's and other dementias by doing what makes sense, you know, being physically active, eating, you know, a healthy diet. To a lesser degree, we have some evidence of cognitively stimulating activities or socializing. And those are simple things that people can do. Right now, that's better than any medication we can prescribe. There's no medication approved for this purpose. And so it's no guarantee, but it does improve your chances.
So that's basically the best we've got. And at least, you know, you're supposed to be doing it anyway.
Right? And actually, you know, for a disease like Alzheimer's, which is so serious and has such a profound impact, it's good to know that we can at least try to do something by doing what we should be doing anyway.
Right, exactly right.
So keep being that your health nag. You're doing a public service.
Thank you, Meghna.
That's Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog and the podcast, The Checkup. You can read more about how to modify your risk, if at all possible, for Alzheimer's disease at commonhealth.wbur.org. Thanks, Carrie.
You're welcome.
There's more of the show ahead. Stick with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.